Well, actually,
Dear listeners, this podcast is created by the Linguistov team.
Order a free English lesson with us at www.linguistov.ru.
And if you want to share your opinion and ideas regarding our discussions, you can email us at info@linguistov.ru.
Hello.
How are you, people?
I'm good. I have a sore throat, so I won't be very talkative today, but other than that, I'm good.
Has St. Petersburg?
Yes.
Have you had a toll?
Yes. Yes, it's St. Petersburg. Yeah, raining and cold.
I guess that Petrozavodsk is not much different from St. Petersburg Kingdom.
Well, yes, it's the sky is grey, so there is a promise of rain.
I like it with a promise of rain. I would like to say that it was a danger of rain. Yeah, that would be better, a better phrasing for me. Okay, I don't really have an introduction. Because I didn't have time to write an introduction. I guess today we will be without any introductions. We're not going to torture Asia into making, to improvise an introduction for us. Especially
really bad with introduction.
But she's so talkative today.
You have a sexy voice, Asia. When you have a sore throat, you always have a sexy voice.
Now it's not. Did it change?
A little bit, yeah.
Because I don't see much difference in the voice yet, but if I do not take any measures tomorrow, you will not recognize me if I call you. You'll hear a very husky male voice.
I recently was reading an article about voices and what men consider a sexy woman voice. And what type of a man voice is considered sexy by women. And you said that for men, a sexy voice is the one like by Marilyn Monroe, like out of breath, when a woman is out of breath.
I don't know. The sexiest voice I know is the one of Winona Ryder, if we talk about women.
Mm-hmm.
I like her voice very much, and I can recognize it. Once I downloaded a book from the internet, The Diary of a Young Girl, and I started listening to it, and I was like, oh my God, it can't be Winona Ryder. It can't be Winona Ryder. But I was 100% sure that it was her. So I looked up on the internet, and yes, that was her reading this book. So yeah, but I like husky voices, even like as if you smoke, you know.
And I think that, you know, low pitched women voice like Scarlett Johansson, you know, like very low voices, especially, well, women, if we talk about women, that's very beautiful. Marilyn Monroe, what's her name? How do you pronounce her? She spoke like in whispers, yeah? Like it's not, it's like, okay, never mind. I can't reproduce it. You have to listen to it. Yeah. So I don't know. And they said that men don't really like, you know, low pitched voices.
Oh well, I do.
Well, you're probably
I adore female vocalists with deep voices.
Well, we do not speak about singing. We speak about talking.
Well, I suppose they talk in these voices.
Who knows? Who knows? Maybe they do.
Do you guys remember when in our childhood there was this DJ on Europa Plus radio? Called Zhenya Shaden or whatever her name.
Yes, it was a very interesting radio station. Especially, it was part of our childhood.
I still remember her voice.
Yeah,
very deep, and it was actually even funny.
I do remember her.
I would laugh if I hear somebody talking like that in everyday life.
Can you mimic?
Hi. Can I get some bread, please? Keep change.
This is mesmerizing.
As if she's dying, you know. Well, actually, the fact that I have a sore throat is not good because I've lost my voice twice already. Last year I lost my voice for a week. So I had no voice. I could not make any sound at all, just whisper. That's it.
Where did you find it?
It finally came back. Yes, it decided that
it's time.
It's time to get back. But I was missing my voice very much because I couldn't work. I couldn't do anything. So right now I'm a bit worried about that. So I need to take care of my throat. The day before it disappeared, I had the sexiest voice ever.
but had to record it.
What about male voices, Landish? Male voices do you like?
I think it's like we said, husky voices.
Half whispering?
No, whispering is not manly at all. You know, like low voices. Again, I don't know. I have some kind of a thing for low voices, low pitched voices. I don't know. I can't give you an example because I don't know.
But he has to be Scottish.
Of course, it's like the requirement number one.
Goes without saying.
Yeah, and then I'm just, you know, melting. It doesn't really have to be low pitched. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter since it just has to be a Scottish voice. That's all that I need.
Teachers protest in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. The local mayor has encouraged privatization of one school after another. Not full one of whole buildings, but partial. One service after another goes private. For example, the air conditioning of classrooms, which is essential given Brazil's tropical climate. Companies demand more money, teachers' salaries are reduced, teachers throw strikes. However, this was only a catalyst. Thousands of people came out to the streets to show their support for their striking teachers. Some were mere individuals, but hundreds were united in groups who were organized and equipped enough to confront riot police. The true reason of the protests soon revealed to be in numerous failures of the system of public education. As of now, the unrest, though not so massive and strong, continues.
That sounds like a tribute of Rio de Janeiro to Margaret Thatcher.
Would you protest if you were teachers and something?
Well, first of all, we would never teach in a school, in a public or any other private school.
Suppose you would.
No, we would never. Even if we were hungry, we would make our own company. We would find students, and that's it. We would never teach in a school. But protesting sounds like quite a lot of fun. So probably just for the hell of it, I would probably.
You would join the angry teachers.
Yeah, why not? I think that's very interesting.
Why teachers in Russia do not protest? Their conditions are worse than those in Rio de Janeiro, I suppose.
Because they are losers.
Maybe they're too old.
No, I mean,
have you ever seen a young teacher?
Yeah, I have, but they're all losers. I mean, sorry, teachers, but. That's the way you like to be treated. Mm-hmm. I think the reputation of a teacher in Russia is that of an overloser. So if you decide to go to work at school, then it means that you can't find any better job. So you're a loser. And that means that you can be treated very badly and you will do nothing about it. So that's why our government can do pretty much everything with schools. They don't care about them. The parents, the students, everybody treats teachers badly because they know that the teachers will not protest.
I guess losers, but also dedicated losers.
Dedicated losers. What can be better? Mm-hmm. Right. What can be better? If you have a dedicated loser, you can basically do everything you want, but this loser will not quit, will continue working.
Almost for free.
For free.
Yeah, well, yes.
let's name it. Mm-hmm. And we'll work as he can.
What can be done to right this?
Well, there has there has to be a revolutioner who would change the teachers' minds and transform them from the losers' minds to the minds of revolutionaries.
Mm-hmm.
And then the teachers will protest.
Will rise as one.
Will rise as one.
How are they going to protest? Half of them are old and another half are women.
Come on,
that doesn't say anything. What's with you? You're with your age discrimination and some kind of a sexism. That doesn't say anything about a person if he's old.
Because there are such words as riot police, and someone has to confront it.
It doesn't have to be a riot. It just has to be a protest.
Strike, or they can start the protest, and then a lot of younger citizens will join them, even the students. Or
you will know what protests turn into in Russia. In all authoritarian countries,
it doesn't have to.
They have to be heard, even if the protest is finally eliminated.
It just has to be cleverly done.
Exactly. Yes. They have to make it clear what they want. They have to make the idea pass through. And
first of all, it has to be heard.
Right.
So it must be a lot of, attention, media attention
to
it.
So I think it's very possible, but there has to be somebody, maybe one person, maybe several persons, who would decide to make a change and who would speak to the teachers.
When we speak about Russians, it's kind of, we put up with a lot of things.
Right. Russians are very lazy when it comes to life improvement.
Take these Brazilians. What was the last news that we covered about the race of the, it became more expensive, like maybe 2 or 3 cents more expensive to ride on a bus. And it was a massive protest somewhere in Brazil. Let's take France. France is very, very famous for its protests, all the time. People just want to protest. It's just part of their nature, part of their culture.
If these protests succeeded?
In Brazil?
Uh-huh. There were no news after that one. After the news of protest, there were no news of success.
Maybe
they are in the process of protesting. Maybe, there is no result yet.
Maybe it's just national hobby.
As for France, yes. So they protest a lot, and usually these protests succeed. But in Russia, we just think that we can't cope with the system. We can't do anything to ruin the system.
And this is so wrong.
Mm-hmm.
To think that you can't do anything. Did I tell you that I wrote a letter to Mr. President last year?
And you said that you received some kind of that.
And I received some kind of a notification that my letter was read. And in my letter, I stated this problem with Propiska and the situation that if you don't have this propiska, you can't do a lot of things in your country, despite the law that you are free to travel whenever you want to.
Mm-hmm.
So they finally did something. Did I tell you about it?
No.
Now you can buy a car and you can register your car in any region you want. You don't have to go to your native city to do that.
That's great.
So that's thanks to me.
Thank you. Asha. All hail. How do you call it? Yeah. Viva la révolution.
I made the change. Nobody knows about it, of course.
Well, now everybody will know that.
But when my mother watched the news on TV, the first thing she did, she called me and she said, "Asya, you were heard."
You are a national hero. We have to make a monument for you.
But don't think that you can't do anything. Of course you can, as long as you want it.
Yes.
Every single voice counts. So.
Oh my
god.
Now I will look at you with different eyes.
Yep. Well, it took them almost a year to finally do something about my complaint.
Better late than never.
Yep.
Switzerland considers Star Trek economics. Switzerland will vote on giving every adult in the country a $2,800 check every month. by gathering over 100,000 signatures, which they delivered last Friday, along with 8 million 5-cent coins representing the country's population, activists have secured a vote in Switzerland on an audacious proposal providing a basic monthly income of about $2,800 to each adult in the country. A date for the vote hasn't yet been set. If you are rich, you get it. If you are poor, you get it. If you're a good person, you get it. And if you're a bad person, you also get it. And it doesn't depend on you doing anything other than making whatever effort is involved to collect the money. It's been a topic of discussion for several decades and is obviously a reaction to the high level of economic inequality that is seen in Europe right now.
It's nice.
It's nice, yes.
Of the government. I would say that if humanity stops spending too much money on weapons, on cosmetics, on advertisement, and on a few several stupid things, every single individual on Earth could be receiving that monthly check. Now, maybe not $2,800, maybe $100 only, but still, I could use $100. I could use even, $30 a month. This Switzerland thing is amusing, of course, but it reveals to us that a more global thing like that could be done.
What do you think about it, Anders?
About monthly check?
Mm-hmm.
No matter what you do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's nice.
I wonder if if you do something illegal, do you still receive the monthly check? If you're a criminal, for example.
If you're in a jail.
If you're in jail, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know.
Prisoners are people too.
Yes.
Probably they receive this check, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you...
Are there criminals in Switzerland?
Yes, that's a very good question.
Yes. Maybe this only criminal receives the check. There's only one, maybe.
Yeah, the one.
And he's a foreigner.
Oh, I suppose this check system works only if people go on working. If I received a monthly check like that, I would quit any job I had. The system would collapse.
I guess it depends again on people. You see, it depends on people. Here, I think in Russia, it would never work because we would stop working. Stop going out of our houses.
Well,
if the
money paid by the government is quite a considerable amount of money,
mm-hmm.
then I think the system would collapse in any country because the value of money will be eliminated.
$3,000. Does it sound a lot?
Well, I don't know. But I don't know about the cost of living, you know, in Switzerland.
I guess it's quite. It's not that much in Switzerland.
If this amount of money is enough for you not to work,
mm-hmm.
then I think the citizens will not work, no matter where they live, no matter what country it is. They will think, oh, I can stay at home. Mm-hmm. Well, this amount of money, I can do what I want. I can watch TV and sleep. Why would I go to work?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So then, of course, there would be kind of a crisis, I think. But if it's just a little bit of money for you to buy your favorite ice cream, then.
But okay, thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
Yes, I will hear you next week. Have a great
weekend. Okay, bye bye.
Yes, goodbye.
Okay, so long. Lots of books and discussions at www.lingvistov.ru.